Hi, Anna. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
What is Antenna?
Antenna is an amazing artist-run organization that does a number of different programs in different areas, not just the visual arts. And they very much work with community to promote projects such as this one. This is their first Spillways residency project. So Dresscott was the inaugural Spillways resident to have a project that will happen in the city, and they've been helping fundraising for it and just providing the structure for producing it.
How do you find that art broadly informs historical perspective?
It is in the context of the arts that certain difficult questions can be posed, right, in relationship to history. And it is a context in which history can be reclaimed in ways that are not only content, it's not only about content, it's also about the emotional aspects, right? It's also about, you know, the symbolism and the metaphors. And so it goes in directions that history itself, like, of course, historians, what their job is to rewrite history, right? And so, but what artists can do with history is different, or even activists, right? The activists can fight towards a certain cause, but, you know, there's a great interview with Susan Lacy about what is the difference between an activist, a historian, and an artist, right? And so what she says is that as an artist, she can tap into this world of visual world of symbols and emotions, right, that simply a historian or an activist can't tap into.
Now, you have a background you mentioned in tableau vivant. Can you explain what it is that's similar between tableau vivant and the historical perspective of the slave rebellion?
So you can think of tableau vivant as reenactment as almost like a medium or a genre, right? So it can have different meanings within that form. You can use it to communicate different messages, right? And the current history of the 1811 slave rebellion, which is fairly unknown, was first penned by pro-slavery individuals to suppress rebellions of that kind. So what you can do with both tableau vivant and reenactment is to reclaim that history, rewrite that history. The major difference is not actually between tableau vivant and reenactment. It's between this particular kind of reenactment, which is a large-scale community-engaged project that has taken place over the course of many years, in fact, six. So that kind of community involvement means, again, emotional engagement, right? Intellectual engagement over time by different people. So it's what we call, in fact, social practice, which is very different from just staging a tableau or staging a reenactment that doesn't involve community.
So the ninth, the reenactment ends. And that's it, right?
Not really. No. So as a member of the faculty at UNO, I got a grant last year to promote a roundtable discussion immediately following the reenactment. So there's going to be a roundtable discussion on November 13th, Wednesday, 6 to 8, in the recital hall of the Performing Arts Center at UNO. The event is co-sponsored by the School of the Arts and the Midlow Center for New Orleans Studies at the University of New Orleans. And again, it's funded partially through a grant from the Office of Research. And the roundtable includes organizers and reenactors Ron Bechet, Jana Sashuri, Kaya Livers, Dred Scott, of course, as the lead artist. And it is moderated by Lalis Eli, who is an award-winning journalist and documentary filmmaker coming in from LA. So the title of the roundtable is Representing History, Reflections on the 1811 Slave Rebellion Reenactment and Its Afterlife.
Anna, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.